Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello again. Have you seen the face on the judge? That lady judge, hardly a lady. But have you seen the face on the judge during the trial of Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman? I mean, you don't have to be that smart or that perceptive to know that you wouldn't use that face for a doormat. That is a wicked lady, hateful of those who are good and innocent. There are people like that. And some of those judges that, you know, that legislate from the bench, it's very dangerous. I can never understand. How does a judge legislate from a bench and you know that that's happening, and then what kind of judge is that? He can mix up his own rules as he goes along and nobody says anything. It's like weird. But they talk about it and he keeps his job. That's what's wrong with our country. We don't speak up. So, David, I want you to jump in here because there's rumors, or not rumors, but there's facts coming up. And people are beginning to see the fact that there seems to be the administrations behind the judge and pressuring. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying just
That's correct. The headline reads, "Judge in Zimmerman case pressured by Obama administration." And that has to do with this outburst of the judge essentially telling Zimmerman that he had the absolute right to remain silent, but then proceeded to demand he answer her questions interrogation style while silencing his lawyer. So
That's confusion. That's absolutely the kind of thing that your parents would do to you, a teacher will do to you, to confuse you, to spin you around to be something other than what you could be, right?
Now, another headline says, "Threats to riot, loot if Zimmerman found innocent intensify."
Now, see, they prejudged. In other words, they prejudged it. But, you know, if you add to the fact that here's this Zimmerman case, is Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, and all eyes are on that, and they've made this a huge thing, so people are actually drawn to it and fascinated. But the purpose is to divide and conquer. So they're creating a huge thing. So if there's if the consideration comes down on the side of Zimmerman, the black community or the whatever community is upside down in their head as a whole will go into, it's meant to create violence and civil war as if justice was not done. Now, just freeze frame that for a minute. Now, if you shift to Chicago, last weekend, 50 young people were murdered. How are you going to deal with that? But there's not much talk of arrests. There's so much of it, they can't keep up with it. Not possible. 50 murders every weekend, that's what about it is. Well, young people. But the media doesn't pick that up. Now, here's the reason why the administration, who is communist, the administration wants to divide the country and conquer it. If we fight each other, then we can be invaded by his kind, terrorists, because he seems to like, you know, terrorists a lot. He seems to have some favor. He makes friends with all our enemies. I mean, there's something wrong with this person, and we all stand there with a thumb in our mouth. And we don't know what. In some other places, you can put it too. This is bad. But the thing is, the whole idea behind this administration featuring this is to overshadow what's really going on in Chicago. That's number one. But in the hope that you can bring people in to frighten the jury into, because the jury can't help but hear it sooner or later, into fearing for their lives if they give a verdict in favor of Zimmerman, see? So, but what will happen if the favor was given to Trayvon Martin, who, in my opinion, had it coming, so to speak? Unfortunate the way I said that. But the point is, he was defending his life because Trayvon Martin was a big guy, about 6'2" or 6'3". He was, the picture you see is only when he was 12 years old. So it's a bit different, completely different thing. Zimmerman is a weak guy. I don't care how much martial arts he's got. I could beat him myself, and I'm 85. I could beat that guy myself. I mean that. I have lost his training in judo enough to, I don't mean to be rude, but I could take him on. That's what I just want to make a point of that. So here it is. You want to arouse the ire of all those who are upside down in their heads, which is half the nation. It's very scary. Upside down, right is wrong, wrong is right. Hail Satan, pro-choices, in Texas, trying to get their rights to kill babies. It's just like crazy. Kill their babies. It's like, it used to be safe as a baby in its mother's womb. What's happening? So, now, if they could intimidate the jury and the judge who is complicit, if they can force that to happen and the media goes with it, which is just as bad and part of the terrible problems we have, then it will give the right of black Americans or other people who are not white, as if people are not white, to do these things, to do the thing that Trayvon Martin did and get away with it. And people would be afraid to defend themselves. See that? So because you know, there used to be a Sullivan, I think the law was the Sullivan law in New York. So it prevented people from having guns, and everybody had to hide behind locked doors. And the crime rate was right through the roof. And the whole idea of suspending the First Amendment, Second Amendment right, is to keep people fearful and submissive. The whole idea is to keep, remember, the whole program is about keeping people submissive. So that submissive people and the bullies are in the same hell, and that's all there is. And you can stretch that as far down as you go into a communist-style dictatorship with no future, no happiness. I've listened to a fellow, David, I sent you a clip, video, of a person going walking up down the streets asking people to sign a petition to give up their rights. I can't remember what that right is. The Bill of Rights, that's it. To give up the Bill of Rights, and they're signing it. It's the help of Obama to do this and that. The person's very persuasive. He's joking, of course, and everybody's signing it like idiots. We have an idiot country full of idiots, and you've got to be careful how you deal with these idiots because you'll become one too. So I said from the very beginning, I'm going to help you stop a civil war on both sides if the idiots and the people who hate idiots, who are about to become idiots, will listen to what I'm saying, and we'll have find peace on earth and goodwill to men. I will show you how it's done. It's a heavenly thing. My name is Roy Masters, and I'm going to take a call from Daniel in Oregon, and disappointed when I'm fair when others are not, that he's been waiting for a long time. So let's take that call. David, I will give you a few moments to finish off any interesting news you have before I take that call. All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I just wanted to give a testimony in regards to somebody who I will call my little sister. After doing the meditation with Roy, and I will say for about a year or so, I kind of had an addiction on my own where I will be helping out women that were down and broken. After a while, somehow I will just partake in whatever their addiction was, you know, but through the meditation, I was able to rise up from that kind of decision. This poor lady came along, and she was just broken, and she was run away. And we started talking. She started telling me her story, and I said, look, I want to tell you something that maybe you never heard before, but, you know, I said, it doesn't really matter what happened to you in your life before. That's part of your history, part of the past. And if you can only understand one thing, that all you have and all there'll ever be forever and ever is right now. This moment that we're talking right now, this precious little moment here, I say, if you will allow me to be your big brother and you my little sister, I think that I can be some kind of help to you. You know, I have some materials here from a foundation. You can try them. I say, you have these books here and how to control negative emotions and do the meditation. Needless to say, after that, she continued in her downward spiral, doing everything that was bad, prostitution, drug dealing, stealing, anything that was bad, she was doing it. She went to jail for about 6 months, and I think it's something that she needed, because when she was in jail, she started doing the meditation, and she started reading the books, and that was a game changer, because after that, you know, when she came out and she went through a rehab place, like for another 6 months, 6 months in jail and 6 months of rehab, she came out as a brand new person. It's been long 3 years. After this long 3 years, she's a brand new human being. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And it's like, I just want to say thank you to Roy for being here at this time, that he was really needed. I needed him myself. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it, you know. I mean, it's such a big thing, but it is an amazing thing, and just want to say thank you for him being alive. You know, I call him my big brother, since I'm the big brother to my little sister, and always like my big brother that I should have had a long time ago, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly, and it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now. Go to FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. Regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Or visit the website, FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, here I am again. I want to ask you a question. Some of you are reaching out to some of my materials, and some of you are reaching out to me on radio. I've helped a person to stop smoking and a few things. A lady the other day called in. She said she had a car accident in Death Valley. What a place to have an accident, but still. And she said she was full of anxiety, and she hadn't slept, and she was in really bad shape. So I said, would you want some help right now? 3 minutes later, she was better. How do I do it? but I met with sort of, wow, how does he do it? The skepticism, the phones go dark. I don't hear anything for a while. I think, well, maybe, how's he do it? Nobody asked me how it's done. A lot of people will think the dark side of yourself says, oh, that's just a fake. When I was young, 15 years old, I walked past the Vaudeville Theatre in Brighton, England, just in the back alley, and it wasn't risque or anything. I just saw a hypnotist, and he made a person dance with brooms and silly stuff. And everybody said, oh, that's just people just cooperating. Yes. No, I saw that it's not so. Not only did I see people would look at that and say, that doesn't make any difference, that's silly. Or you can look at it with awe. But what I learned when I believed that there was some force going on behind here, I also learned that as years went by, that people are mesmerized from the day they're born. And hardly anyone has a chance. And the worse the society, the less moral the people are, the more they hate good. And ladies and gentlemen, America as a whole, half America hates good. Now, in the things I've been saying today on this program about helping people, talking about how mother deals with son, and maybe you've heard that I said, listen, ask your 4-year-old his opinion of what something, some decision has to be made, and you'd be surprised what you bring out of that boy. And don't talk to him like he's a baby. And things like that. So now there's got to be somebody out there that takes issue with me. Let's give you something you can take issue with me. I say that being upset is a terrible weakness. Dangerous, being impatient, but especially being upset. I know a lot of people call it normal. I'll tell you why, and I'll take my first call. And people who get upset to function are animals. Or they're in conflict with their human. Animals in conflict, and there's hope for you. Some of them are not in conflict at all. They just have to be angry and hostile and judgmental in order to get the energy to function. And so you're functioning like an animal, but more so because of the environment is beginning to control you. There's something hiding behind the bushes in the environment that's keeping you upset and energized to do its will on Earth as it is in Hades. If you'd like to call about this upset thing, I warn you, being upset is a terrible, terrible, terrible weakness. And it isn't normal. But it's so prevalent that you like to think it's normal and get sympathy for it. You'll be upset, take this pill. That doesn't cure the upset. With upset goes an infection of the spirit and a demise of the person. That's what's wrong with you. That's all that's wrong with you. And the emotions that are aroused by other people are emotions that are not available to you to do the will of God on this earth, but do the will on earth as it is in Hades. That's what it is. You can only bring forth the dark night. All right. By the way, the dark night is rising. Remember that person who, that's a movie, and then the movie's all about how communism works to take over a city in America. How it works, how subtle and clever it is. In the beginning, the story's a little slow, but as it goes forward, it's a perfect model of how to intimidate people in a city and make them one of your kind or their kind. And the city, the movie was so dangerous to the socialist system here, but that's the reason why I think the young man came in, was programmed. He was programmed by a psychiatrist. I guarantee you, a socialist psychiatrist to kill lots. To take the night the movie was opening. The night the movie was opening, he would have been a gangbuster. But he was programmed to come in that night and kill a lot of people to steal the thunder from that show. I suggest you go to get that show now, Dark Night Rising, and you'll see what I'm talking about. That is political clout. It's a political game they play. And so to cover one problem, the Obama administration will create a bigger one. And sometimes one without any What's this fellow? Snowden is his name. I get his name. Get that name for me, right? That may not be a big thing, but they make a big thing out of it to play down the IRS and Benghazi, to play it all down, to distract the mind away from it. And the Zimmerman trial, also the same thing. Another part of that is to take away the oxygen in the air so we forget. Or there's so many bad things going on, you can't count them anymore. And there's so many things to be settled, so many different groups and organizations within the Republican Party and the fights that are going on, that the all distractions are pretty soon, it's just a blur. You understand that you can create a situation like the Trayvon Martin case for its own reason, but also as a distraction from Benghazi, the IRS, all the rest of it, and the rights of the journalists, and so forth, to take away the attention and put on the show. And then even the show itself is a part of the bringing America to its knees through civil war. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, black, white, green, and pink, you got to see this man for what he is. It's run by a group of Marxists who do not have your interest at heart, not those who love him and elevate him and become dependent on his largesse. So I think suggest you do look carefully. Is it worth dying? Are you willing to die for your welfare? Because you may have to. You may have to die for your welfare. And there's a lot more people smarter than you because you're miseducated and misaligned and broken. But that doesn't mean to say you're a bad person. It doesn't mean to. So I do hope you're listening to me, all my brothers everywhere and sisters everywhere. There's hope for you. I spoke to a lady just a little while ago. She asked me, how do you bring up children with a husband? I said, you have a boy, 4 years old. Talk to him like a man. Ask him his opinion on things. Let him, you give him a chore, or let him decide what chore he wants so he can buy a toy. And you see how independent he feels. I bought this toy with my money. It's mine. That's what makes you work. If it's sweeping the street, work. And work with a good attitude. Thanks for the job. Anyway, don't take money from, better eat garbage than take money from the government. Because they'll own you. You understand that? Find a way to give up your drugs. Use the money you get on welfare to stand on your own 2 feet. Start a little business. Get together with others, start a little business. Go from door to door until you get a job and someone sees that you're determined to get one and you're not going to stop trying. And they like that about you. You'll find one. You'll see. Now, my name is Roy Masters. And how many minutes to the break? I'm sorry. I heard. How many? A minute and a half. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to take our calls right now. And we're going to take a call from Sal in New York. How do I have a good relationship and choose the right person? It's very hard to choose the right person. I think the wrong person may be the right one for you because you need a little training. You need some experience. I chose the wrong person, but it was the right person. I'll talk to you about that after the break. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line. We'll be right back. Oh, I've got 40 seconds. Good Lord. Well, then you've got to buy my Cure Stress Device. Go to Cure Stress Device. My timing is terrible. CureStressDevice.com. Cure Stress Device. And use that technique to help you deal with pressure. And when that you deal with pressure properly, all your problems fade away. Deal with pressure calmly, patiently. But it's a gift you have to have for it to happen. I'll show you where it is inside you. Now I can say, be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883. What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Think about this. If you need a knee...
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
I've had a rough few years that have not been well, where I do everything too much, be it food, alcohol, whatever. I have the Be Still and Know, the little compact thing, but he said something that finally, it's so crystal clear that it almost takes your breath, and I just burst out in tears, and I thought, that's it. He said, you know, you're in the dark, and if you'll just let that light in, then you'll be fine.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com, or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download. Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things. It's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. And I've gone through so many trials and tribulations, on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And then yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening, a gem just shines through and it really clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. Or visit curestressdevice.com. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, we're going to take some calls here. Daniel was waiting for a long time. I'm sorry, Daniel. Go ahead, Don, with your problem. It says, I'm disappointed when I'm fair and others are not. That's an interesting question. And I think the other caller from New York is the same, has the same problem. Go ahead, Daniel. Just put it in your own words. That's the one I get on my screen. Are you there, Daniel?
Yes, hi. Okay, so before I do, could I ask you one quick question?
Sure, sure.
What do you mean by when people are fascinated by the Zimmer case, which I don't care about?
Oh, but most many people are. And I don't listen to murder stuff. It's so much of it. I mean, America is just full of murder and murders and perversions of every kind. It's really sunk to a new low. So, but this one has my attention. And it didn't at first, but I saw the face on that judge, and I wouldn't make a doormat out of it. But also being controlled, she's influenced by the president who wants to make this a huge thing for whatever purpose, and I've described what that purpose is, to give power to the dark side of America to have its way with those who are bright. And then make us afraid to defend ourselves.
Okay, and when you say when people are fascinated by that kind of stuff, are they actually reacting?
But people like to watch murder story, but I don't. In this case, it's very unusual. We see actual injustice, with the justice, and there's forces behind that. It's forcing.
They feed off it. They enjoy the wrong, I guess.
Yeah, there's people who just enjoy murder stories because they like the distraction, and that somebody else's life is worse than theirs, and I suppose, and that's they live by comparison, like relativity. It's like relativity is like a person is upset and angry and frustrated because he has no shoes until he meets a person without any feet and he feels superior. that kind of thing.
Right. My question, I want to know, is there a good side, bad side? It's more to the question, but is there a good side or bad side to being fair?
There's two kinds of goodnesses. There's two kinds of wrong kind of goodness. There's appeasement, which looks like love, but it's for the enemy. And actually, it enjoys loving what is wrong, thinking that love would make that wrong person right. But they don't realize that their love is a form of slavery they can't stop, and they can't admit they're slaves. And it's horrible. But the person will never admit that the love of their bully, the one they have on a pedestal, the love of their bully has made them a slave to that bully and giving them power. They're giving them power to be a bully. And their whole life is directed in that. But then there are also people who come from a bullying home and they make up their mind they're not going to be like their bully parents. So, but the person who makes up their mind, because nearly everybody listening to this program, they have a sentence in their mind which is very similar to what I'm about to say. They will say when they become violated by their parent, father, mother, when I grow older, I'm not going to be like my mother or my father. I'm going to be the bestest wife or husband. Anybody can be best father. I can be. This is the dark side talking to that person who wants to be now fair. He's lived with unfairness and cruelty, and they wonder as a kid, how can people be like that way, especially my parents? I'm not going to be that way. So this makes them turn, in other words, the shock of seeing that has unhinged them from God, where goodness flows. And now there's a trick, the trick of the dark side. It talks to the person that way and encourages them to be fair, loving, and kind to others.
Does Bible not say that? What's the difference? Considering what?
Well, I'm going to say that I'm going to make the difference because it's a question. It takes a little extra explanation. See, so what happens is
it helps me along when I ask these questions. So
yeah, of course. So, but sometimes you answer you say something and I'm not quite sure you're listening to what I'm saying because I'm not going to complete a thought, and so you catch me in the middle of a thought. But what I'm saying is the people are legion, and the number of people who think like this are tricked into developing a personality that eventually eats their individuality, eats it, because they put on a front, and they will give the last penny of their money in the bank. In a manner of speaking, they use the last penny.
This is going to extreme where
Yeah. There's variations of it.
You're exaggerating it.
Yeah, but I'm exaggerating it, but there's variations of it. And there's a person who wants other people to have good things like they have. And so if they tend to want other people to have the good things that they got, and they tend to give and to use their will to make it happen, but they're all looking for one thing, approval. And so when you're looking for approval, you're not loving a person for the right reason.
I'm noticing that it's very interesting because approval requires ego, and it's strife, and then there's suffering involved. And I'm no, you're, more you're, light at weight. I'm not.
No, yeah, but yeah, light but I gotta. I have to go now. I see this. You're not quite getting it. It's just. I just appreciate you. But I'm sorry about that. We'll come back. You're not following my line of thought. You just want to say something that is not very valuable. Thank you very much. We'll take our calls.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, "What happened to you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Your whole countenance is different." And I said, "Because somebody very important told me something that was very true."
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528 or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The singular advice I give to all the callers, the one cause that causes all the other effects, and that advice I give to people, you will need to overcome to prevent a civil war when it's coming, to intimidate you into reacting first. What you have to do is not react and get the others, the bully, to be stunned by your non-reaction. And this works in your private life. You can overcome your problems in your private life so they don't get worse, you'll get better. One of you have to not be crazy. One of you must not overreact. That's it. And we're going to talk about that. And it's all inherent in our private lives. And it will prevent a civil war if all of us understand these principles. And, you know, tomorrow and the next day and so on and so on, we're going to be talking about this. Now we can take our next call. We've got two callers right now. And we've got Walker first. And then we've got Sal after that. Go ahead, Walker.
All right. I'm a newlywed. My wife and I, we were married March 16. We've been together. We were together 3 years prior to this. What I'm seeking advice about is, though, is I find myself a lot of times in a situation where financially, the better I do, she kind of tails off a little bit. And there's been times where I've had some difficulties financially, and she's picked up the slack, so to speak. I'm trying to find a way to keep her.
I know what you're talking about. I get it, because we only have a few minutes at the end of the program, but yeah, I appreciate the question. I appreciate the question. It's a good question. It's a very common one. But let me to put myself in your place for a minute. When I first got married, my wife had a little irritation, and she decided not to make my dinner. And all the kids' dinner, for that matter. So this is what I did. Where's my dinner? Well, excuses. I was tired, whatever it is. That's not the reason. You didn't have a whole lot to do, believe it or not. So I told her that I need my dinner, and if I'm, I don't hold back. When you do something wrong, I don't hold back. I go to work and come back. So I said, look, you've got to make my dinner. Well, no, I'm not. I said, close the door. Shut every door in the house. And I said, you're going to make my dinner. And we're going to sit there in this house until you make it. So it was 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. She got tired. I said, dinner first, please. Now I didn't eat it. But that's the point. You don't get away with me in anything. You're not going to upset me. You're going to get upset yourself and you're going to wear yourself out. I always win in a nice way. Got it? But you mustn't be too good to your wife. Be careful. You'll spoil her rotten. Okay, but listen, call me again. Call me tomorrow night, would you? And I can finish this idea. I've got to talk to one more caller.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, what happened to you? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, your whole countenance is different. And I said, because somebody very important told me something that was very true.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download.
Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
He was exactly right. When it hits you and you see the truth, you know. I can't even tell you. I mean, my OCD is better. It's not solved, but it's so much better. And I went to my therapist today, and he immediately looked at me, and he said, what happened to you? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, your whole countenance is different. And I said, because somebody very important told me something that was very true.
go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for MP3 download. Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things. It's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. And I've gone through so many trials and tribulations on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And then yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening. A gem just shines through and it really clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. Or visit Cure Stress.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, here I am, Roy Masters. And Sal in New York, we're going to take his question. How do I have a good relationship or choose the right person? Is that right, Sal?
Right, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Did you hear my last call? I didn't give him much time. I apologize for that, but I can give you the rest of the hour. You know, you have to be the right person, whatever right is, to find the right person. I don't think I was right enough in my own... I've been married 60 years. And so I've come to the conclusion that is almost necessary for us to be attracted to the wrong person. But the wrong person is what tests you to bring the right, to learn, because what you need to do is learn to deal with the wrong in a woman. Because every woman is born with this need to be stopped. I remember on our NBC program, 60 Minutes, I remember an actress on the stage, very well known actress, very, very wealthy. She said, "I'd give anything if I could, I give my whole fortune to charity if I could find a man who could say no to me."
Can I say something? The thing with the relationship I was in before, it kind of really did bring out like certain things in me, and it also showed me that I was fearful of my, since my parents were divorced, that I was living in fear the first couple of years.
I get it.
Being honest and straightforward and myself, where I wasn't too nice or too bad, and she had her own issues with certain things, and I called a long while ago, and you gave me some good advice, and then I kind of like lost myself, I guess, to the dark side where let me take
it from you, because we only got a few minutes.
Sure.
So what I'm trying to say to you, that if you have come from a broken marriage, your own parents, there's a tendency to want to make it right, to be good to a woman, but you don't know what goodness is yet. See, to me, goodness is firm. In other words, I don't care if my wife does give me sex or not. I'm not interested in that. All what is more important is she cannot have her own silly way.
Right.
And women have a way. Men have a will, but there's old saying: men have a will, but women have their way. So what is more important to a marriage and your children is from the very first day, before you even do, he tempts you, you say, "Well, let's go to the movies. I'm going to take you to see the greatest story ever told." And she said, "Well, I'd really like to go over here." I said, "You can go by yourself. I'm going to that movie." And she, what you need is she's testing you to see if you're a man. Or she feels safe when a man is a man and is not going to be manipulated by her or any other woman. If she can manipulate you, she doesn't feel secure that, you know, with you and other women. And so, but she'll marry you anyway because she can control you. And the more you give in, the more power you have, the more contempt she has for you, and the more difficult she is, the more you appease it, the more you appease it, the more you empower it, and she hates you for it. and maybe she'll leave you for another man because she's looking for a man, and she'll never find the man if she leaves you to find another man, because that doesn't work. Because all the men that will marry her are the same kind of wimp that you are.
So
you can't be a wimp. You cannot be a wimp, and you can't be nicey-nice to make a good marriage. You need to be firm when she's out of order.
Right.
Grab it right away. Bang, shut
the doors.
You know, but in a manner of speaking, in other words, I'm 85, my wife is 82. She starts a yatter on the way to my seminar. I said, knock it off. And she yatter, and all nonsense coming out, and even now it does. I said, if you don't stop, I'm going to push you out on the car on the side of the street. And she knows I'd mean it. And immediately stops. She immediately stops the yatter, and she feels, and she gets into a decent mood. She knows I mean it. I'm not mean. There's going to be a consequence. And it's, in the 60 years, it's taken me a long time to bring her to her natural self. I got to force that. I'm a hypnotist. I know how to turn her into a Stepford wife. But it took me all these years thinking to myself, I'll do it in the right way. I will wait for her. I will be patient with her, but she will not have her way with me. Know what? I got to love what's right in my heart first. I don't have to love her first. I don't have to love my children first. If I love her first and need her love, and if I need their love, my children have no respect for me. I have to be firm. I rule this house with gentleness, not as a bangry person, frustrated, but because I'm a benevolent tyrant. I'm benevolent. There's a word. I know my place is to keep order in a godly and spiritual, patient way. You can't get to me, no matter how much you try. That is how you should do it. If you haven't got that, then you have no life.
And then I ended a relationship because I couldn't deal with her constant.
Listen, my wife would eat you for breakfast, and then just and you. But maybe you'd be a hors d'oeuvre in one of them. My wife, mother, what's wrong with my? I choose the wrong one, but she was the right one, because if she hadn't have married me, she wouldn't have had a life. She'd eaten half a dozen men for breakfast and be miserable. She's glad she married me, because I say no, and even though she'd go off at that sometimes and it would make it very difficult, I would always stand my ground. I'm always there for her. No other woman is for me, only her, and she needs to be trained. Stopped. Okay. Thank you very much. My programs, call me tomorrow night.
Whatever the problem, whatever the situation, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, Cure Stress will show you the way to deal with it effectively. Here are some testimonials from the military. This is basic training for the mind. PFC J. O'Ring, U.S. Army Infantry, deployed to Iraq. I have been listening to your Cure Stress for 5 days now, and it's completely changing me. I have been struggling for so long. I feel so liberated. I'm not resentful for my husband leaving again, returning to Iraq. Janie, wife of deployed warrior. Thank you. It saved my life. The peace and inner joy I now have makes my life worthwhile. Sergeant Jay Shopsky, U.S. Marine Corps. Call 800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or go to FHU.com. That's www.FHU.com. When you're ready, Cure Stress will work for you. Do you have stress? Well, here's some facts you should know. Stress has been linked to all the leading causes of death, such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, accidents, and suicide. Almost 90% of all visits to primary health care providers are due to stress-related problems. Are you ready to be free from stress? Call 855-CURE-STRESS or visit curestressdevice.com.
It's one of those things. It's helped me so much. I mean, I started when I was 31 years old, and I'm 69 now. And I've gone through so many trials and tribulations on the verge of losing your soul to the many things that happened. And yet, it's always been there to clarify things. And sometimes I'll be listening. A gem just shines through, and it really clarifies things.
It's time to be free from the terrible effects of stress. Call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestressdevice.com and order the Cure Stress device. Call 855-CURE-STRESS.